The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome. This is Karan and you're listening to In.com's Quickies, a podcast that brings you the latest in celebrity news and entertainment. So in the next 5 minutes or so, we're going to take you through all that you need to be up to speed with the world of gossip. Back in the day, the concept of scary was to watch one of those horror movies where people got hacked to death by some creepy serial killer or the other. These days, the genre of horror remains the same, yet the concept of hacking has changed dramatically. With the social media revolution and how attached people are to their social media accounts, what people fear for the most are their social media accounts rather than their lives. And cases of such horror stories have become quite common in Bollywood of late. And it looks like the latest celebrity to fall prey to cybercrime is Bharat director Ali Abbas Zafar, who took to Twitter to warn fans immediately after he learned that his accounts were hacked. The filmmaker took to the microblogging site in the wee hours of Wednesday and informed his fans and followers that both his Twitter and Instagram accounts were hacked and that the hacker had randomly sent messages and pictures from his account. He added that he had already reported the account and gave the assurance that he will inform everyone once it is restored. Looks like the very thought of his account being hacked was keeping him up at night. I mean, how else can you explain him being awake that late to inform everyone about it when it happened? It also turns out that these hackers just can't get enough of Bollywood. Just a few days back, it was Amitabh Bachchan's Twitter account that was hacked, and then Adnan Sami's Twitter account was hacked soon after. Hema Malini's recent attempts at sweeping at the parliament premises during a Swachh Bharat Abhiyan exploded on the internet due to how apparent it was that she wasn't comfortable with a broom. And amidst the comments and memes, a Twitter user even decided to ask her husband Dharmendra whether, in real life, Hema ever picked up a broom. His response was absolutely hilarious. He said, "Ha, films mein, mujhe bhi anadi lag rahi thi." Which translates into, "Yes, in films, and I also thought she was a novice." While his response won over his fans, we're not sure how it went down with his wifey dearest. And while we don't know what exactly happened between the couple post Dharmendra's comments, it looks like Hemaji does know how to use that broom after all, just in a different way. Because Dharmendra, based on his follow-up tweet, clearly regretted writing what he wrote. And he's also swearing by God to never repeat this mistake again. Well, it looks like he's possibly going to be sleeping on the couch for a couple of days at the very least. To bring you up to speed on Kangana Ranaut's latest public controversy, she got into a big tiff with one of the journalists present at the launch event of her song from Judgmental Hair Care. The incident eventually provoked the Entertainment Guild to ban her, and the media fraternity demanded an apology from the actor, which of course, being Kangana, she refused. And now it seems like she's got the backing of a veteran actor from Bollywood. Well, maybe not a full-fledged backing, but a partial semi-backing at the very least. In a recent interview with Mumbai Mirror, Rishi Kapoor said he partly agrees with Kangana. Lately, speculations have been going around that Rishi is on cold terms with the makers of his upcoming film Jhoota Kahin Ka for suddenly deciding to release the film on July 19th. When asked about the same, he said, "Yes, I have been seeing these reports on Twitter and I am very upset with all this nonsense being written. In the last 10 months, I have not spoken to anyone from the media, though they have always supported me." He then went on to say that he agrees with Kangana that some people write anything and as a result, serious journalists get drawn into the controversy. He said that even though he does not entirely agree with what Kangana said, on this point, anyone can get upset. Rishi Kapoor has been in New York for a number of months now where he moved to undergo treatment for his cancer. And while in New York, he has been visited by multiple celebrities from the industry with whom Neetu Kapoor often posts pictures on social media. And most recently, two very special people in his life dropped by to see him. His daughter Ridhima Kapoor Sani, with whom Rishi is known to share an unbreakable bond, and her little daughter Samara Sani. And the veteran actor posted a super cute picture with both of them and his wife. And the caption for the picture was, "Borsalino mobsters in New York," which was pretty on point since all four of them were donning fedora hats that were color-coded to match their outfits. Rishi has reported that he is now cancer-free and only remains in New York to complete a bone marrow transplant, which should take another 2 months. And post that, he's gonna come on back to India. The promotion is on for Akshay Kumar's upcoming movie Mission Mangal. After releasing a teaser and a couple of posters that received a positive response, The makers have now launched a special Mission Mangal teaser on Twitter. On Wednesday, on the occasion of World Emoji Day, Akshay took to Twitter to share the emoji, which is a symbolic representation of the Indian flag being hoisted on Mars, signifying India's successful Mangalyaan mission. The film revolves around the Indian Space Research Organization's Mars Orbiter mission, as part of which a space probe was launched in 2013 and is orbiting Mars since September 2014. A group of women scientists at ISRO had played an exemplary part in the mission. And in the film, the roles will be played by Vidya Balan, Sonakshi Sinha, Tapsee Pannu, Kirti Kulhari and Nitya Menon, while Akshay himself plays a senior scientist who commands the operation.
The Quickies on in.com.